This is a WAMC sports update. I'm Patrick Garrett. A person with direct knowledge of the team's decision says the New York Jets are releasing wide receiver Brandon Marshall, clearing $7.5 million on the salary cap. Marshall is the latest big-name player to be cut by the Jets, who have also parted ways with Darrell Revis, Nick Mangold, and Nick Folk. The Tennessee Titans have worked out a contract extension with quarterback Matt Cassel a week before he was set to hit free agency. The 12-year veteran played 4 games for the Titans last season and started the team's season-ending win over Houston. He's expected to help the Titans during OTAs while Marcus Mariota recovers from a broken right lower leg. In the NHL, the Islanders beat Dallas 5-4. The Rangers won against Boston 2-1. Washington blanked New Jersey 1-0. Buffalo doubled up Arizona 6-3. In men's college basketball, Rider survived to eliminate Manhattan 69-68 in the first round of the MAC tournament Thursday night. Meanwhile, Niagara beat Quinnipiac 88-69, and Canisius held off Marist 77-73. Siena takes on Fairfield tomorrow at 9:30 p.m. Baseball fans are seeking something new during exhibition games on Thursday. Major League Baseball has unveiled a pitchless intentional walk, a new rule designed to speed up the game this season. The change was implemented following the approval by Major League Baseball and the Players Association. Managers will now signal the plate umpire for an intentional walk, and the batter will be told to take first base. Red Sox left-hander David Price was scratched from his first spring training start and will consult with specialists after experiencing soreness in his left forearm and elbow. Price underwent an MRI on Wednesday, but results of the test are not yet available. In baseball's spring training games, the Yankees beat Baltimore 8-1, Boston crushed Tampa Bay 19-2, and the Mets topped Miami 11-6. For more sports scores and stories, visit WAMC.org.